ATR Mobile.
KA3, JCA, Potter Tree.
JCA and 0TR Mobile. Name's Tom. Over.
It's Richard. Your last night's desk deck control if you checked in with me last night. If not, maybe we'll catch you next week.
You know, I didn't even go down to the radio shack last night. I was too tired, and I think it's going to be that way tonight. We're just leaving Lake Lyman and had a nice cruise on the lake on the kids' new pontoon boat. And it was just beautiful out there. The sunset was, the rays were just coming off of it, and the water was nice and smooth. About as far uptown as you can get, Richard.
God, I'd love to do that. I'd love to get back into fishing. God, maybe when I get a little bit better, I could go for, I don't know if they rent pontoon boats around here or not, but my aunt lives up there, Tamasee, but I know that they used to go to a lake, not sure which lake they went to, but they used to have a pontoon boat. I don't even know if she still has it.
This is a rather small lake over here at Lyman, but many years ago, I don't know, probably 10 or 12 years ago, the kids took us down to Hartwell, and we rented a really nice pontoon boat down there. They did. So I'm sure you could get one down at Hartwell. But there's, I don't know, something like 1,500 miles of shoreline down there. It's a beautiful lake. I've only been on it that one time. But there's a lot of lakes around here. But this one's small, and the kids have had a lake house there for quite a few years now. And it's just a double wide, but it's really nice. And they just acquired this new boat this year because the lake has been down. The spillway around the side of the lake, when it flooded a couple of years ago, it washed it out. And they got it all repaired now, but there's still a lot of vegetation that's out there that didn't used to be. And they got this boat that goes around and cuts it, but it doesn't look much bigger than a two-wheel trailer, so I think it's going to be a long time getting rid of all of that vegetation.
Like one of the machines they had down in Florida, that it's like a boat. It almost looked a little bit bigger than a char boat. It wasn't that big, but it'd go through all the lakes periodically. It'd pull up that hydrilla grass or whatever, up the vegetation, and they would take it, and they would put it on another, like a flatbed or barge, and then dump it somewhere else. So, but, well, that's good to know that they rent out at Lake Hartwell, because I would have to take my manual wheelchair. I don't want to take my power chair on there. It would be easier to get around on the boat, but God forbid if something happened with the boat and it went down, and then my expensive power chair went in the water, it wouldn't be too good, so I'd rather just take a regular manual wheelchair.
10-4 DJC.
Hi, Jerry. Good evening. Yeah, that's probably a wise decision. That should work out good. I know you could do that with this boat of the kids, as it's got a nice entryway into it. Boy, it's got LED lights all over it. It is really nice. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves tonight. Go ahead, Jerry. There's a man that would know about renting boats down on Hartwell.
Good evening, Tom. Tom, you're out past your bedtime, man. I hear you on this late in the evening usually. I don't know about renting boats. My son-in-law and daughter have a pontoon down on Port Michelle's. And the docks there are pretty easy, you know, fairly easy access, but it's just sometimes you have to kind of go quite a way depending on where things are docked to get in and out of the boat. But they got better access over there near the galley. And I don't know, there may be other places on Hartwell where you can rent them, but that's a good idea. But it's a little warmer this afternoon. It's pretty nice. It's really nice yesterday, but it's a little testier this afternoon for sure.
chance to go out there much. And my wife, she went to spend the day with her mom this morning, and they went and had lunch at Logan's and did some shopping and so forth like that. Bless her heart, she came home and got on the riding lawnmower and cut the front of the backyard. So all she has left to do is do the weed eating. So I'm going to have to probably hire me a lawn service there just to help her with that, because it's just too much.
CR Mobile. Yeah, you're right, Jerry. I'm not on 2 meters too often late. Sometimes I catch the net on the tail end of it and try to check in. If I think of it, I do. But last night, we were out setting up the tripod to water the lawn at 9 o'clock, something like that time we got done. The daughter always orders the things, the chemicals and whatnot for us, and she called and said, mow the grass at 3 inches, and I just mowed it 2 days before at 4 inches, and we had to do that, and then my esteemed wife, Bernice, that's sitting next to me, wanted to buy a dethatcher last year, an attachment to go on to a steel, rototiller. So we finally figured out how to do that, and so she was out doing that today when it was hot, and I bet she'll feel it tonight when she showers, because that's usually when it hits you that, I got too much sun. But I was out there doing as much as I could, and Amy and Scott, the son-in-law and daughter, they were actually out there, Jerry, and they helped us out a lot, and Amy, Bernice ran the dethatcher there at the last, and at the first, Amy ran the aerator, and I hauled the dethatching stuff down when they ran the Honda lawnmower, crossed it, Amy ran that, and it had a bagger on it, and it picked up those dethatcher stuff. But it ought to let the seed get down to it real well. So now tomorrow we'll have to start watering it. Unless, of course, that hurricane comes up this way. God forbid. N4DJC, N0TR.
We hope we get some more rain, but I don't think we're going to get any here until sometime next week then. If then, but we got a good batch here, you know, last week, I guess, and grass cleaned up, the yard cleaned up real nicely. And Richard, I have a guy do my lawn. He's really inexpensive. He's deep been doing it for, Jerry Anderson, he's a younger guy. He's been doing it probably for about 5 or 6 years. He just went up $5 this year, but we've got a little bit over half an acre. We've done a lot of weed eating, but getting somebody to do it reliably is really difficult, and they want to charge a ton of money. And Tom, I've never had a yard good enough to, nice enough to require a dethatcher. Mine's usually been pretty sparse over the years, but hopefully we're trying to get some burrito out piece by piece, and hopefully we'll get it taken up over the course of the next year.
Of the group. Yeah, I have a riding lawnmower that I bought my wife, and I have one of those pull-behind tied dethatchers, so I never did get a bagger unit, but what I do is, a lot of times when I cut the grass, or when I could cut the grass, I would take the lawnmower and blow all the grass into one direction, and all the clippings into one direction, then I could rake it up and then bag it. The areas that got too thick, I could use the blower to kind of blow in a little bit more so I can keep cut the grass. And that's when I go to dethatch it. Then I have to rent an aerator to do that, to put the seed down and so forth like that. But I cut my grass about 2.5 to 3 inches, KA3JCA.
Sorry. Well, Richard, starts is fescue, and you just can't cut it that short. And you're supposed to with the Bermuda, according to my neighbor. And he doesn't care if he kills it or not. He says, if it's green, I mow it, Tom. Shoot. But Amy and Scott used to own Lawn Doctor of Greer, and so she knows all about the different chemicals and that, and tells us when to do what, and she's a polymer engineer for General Electric, but now she just, I guess you call her an accountant, a money juggler, I don't know what, but she's a senior manager down there, and but she does know her chemicals and that. So we listen up, and back home, I wouldn't have cared if it was asphalt when we lived in Kansas, to tell you the truth. So down here, when I got retired, it's kind of a hobby, and it's looking pretty nice. It really is. It looked like a desert when we moved here, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
You see, yeah, ours, you know, we bought this when they were just in the probably last 4 or 5 maybe weeks of finishing it, and they left some sweet gum trees here, and they did a really good job. And I yard washed pretty bad, and we finally got it fixed up where we got some swales in it where the water diverts. We don't have any storm drains here, so all the water from that bridge kind of goes down to us. But we had fescue, and we've been putting out centipede side off and on for the last probably 8 or 9 years. We got a pretty good stand of centipede, but centipede requires a lot of water, and we're so dry here that we're trying. We put out about 8 or 9 rolls of Bermuda, and it's been really nice. And the yard next door to us, Bermuda, the guy just closed on it. They just moved in the last couple of times. I said, be sure you have the more. Have the more output come over to our side and spread some Bermuda seed over here. But, Richard, you know, I'd like to have my yard. My yard is kind of rough, and, you know, when they get to be fairly old, they get the roots there, they get clumped up. I'd like to have somebody go over mine with a core aerator, not just one that punches the holes, but, you know, ones that take the little plugs out and then top coat it with about a quarter inch or something and maybe overseed it. But I'm having a terrible time getting somebody to even talk to me about doing that. Go ahead.
I have a guy that was cut by grass that he would, during the COVID stuff, it just got real tight with him. And I don't know if he closed his business down, but he basically went into heavy equipment. He did all kinds of stuff. He did yard work. He did landscaping. He did tree removals. So now he just drives heavy equipment. It delivers like topsoil and stuff like that. So I gotta find somebody else, but it's hard finding somebody else. We don't get enough rain here at my house. Let it drop there. We don't get enough rain that the grass grows too wild, but I could go 8 weeks without cutting my grass before I have to cut it. And that's with no rain. Now, when it rains a lot, then yes, it grows faster, but trying to get somebody to come cut your grass like every 4 weeks or every 8 weeks is difficult because they want to show up every 2 weeks and cut it whether it needs it or not.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of got a feel for them. I know the daughter, whenever she had her business, it was she way back when she had that, she was paying $15 an hour and she couldn't keep employees because it's hard work. And now I just told her tonight, I said, boy, with the fuel cost, just, you know, for their vans that they had was incredible. And then now and then you get an employee that was using the credit card for his own gasoline purposes. And you couldn't hire them and keep them. It was just unbelievable. And then you had to pay workman's comp and all of this stuff. It was a pain. But she went from 90 customers to around 500 there at the last before she sold it. And but she was laid off at General Electric, and so was her husband at BMW at the time. And before they both got back to work, that's what they did. Jerry, and I'll start watering it tomorrow. we don't have any sprinkler system or nothing like that, but we've got those tripod things, and I'll set it up. We'll get it going. But I'm going to head into the rain locker and call it a day. So we're sitting in front of the garage door here, and I'll say 73's, Jerry, and maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. I just didn't have time to be on the radio very much yesterday or today, except when I went to Anderson. You know, I enjoyed visiting with you on the way down there. It makes the drive a lot easier. So that was a lot of fun. And we went into Sam's and wound up spending more than what we had planned on, of course. That's the way it is at those big box stores. Take care, Jerry, and I'll catch you down the line. Richard, pleasure's all mine, and 73's, guys. N4 DJC to take it in 0TR. Will be clear of your final.
I got about 70 or 80% of that. I got the last of it just now. I'm not sure what's going on there. It's probably the repeater there. And we'll get talked to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow probably. And I'll likely it. Richard, you go ahead and take it.
73 to Tombridge, we'll talk with you later there. Yeah, I think something is going on because he went in and out and it came back stronger than you're even going in and out. I don't know how my signal is, KA3JCA.
Yeah, it kind of did the same thing, Richard.
All righty. Well, listen, you guys have a good evening. I'm going to stand by here, get ready for the net. And Jerry, we'll talk to you tomorrow, sir. KA3JCA.
I wanted to tell you, you did a great job handling the net. That was a good job first time around. I used to do it years ago at another location. It takes a while to get accustomed to it, and you know, get it down pat, and you start remembering everybody's calls. It goes smoother and smoother every time you do it. But we do appreciate you doing that. That's a task a lot of people don't want to do. But anyway, I'll talk to you later, and you have a good evening. And I catch you on the net probably. Let's see, KA3JCA, I think that's correct, Richard, N4DJC.
4DJC, KA3JCA. Thank you very much for the comments there. And, yep, I know I checked into the thing, but depending on if I'm awake or not for the medication, I may recheck and stick around for comments. We'll have to see. KA3JCA.
Pretty good, and then I sit out here a little bit longer just to listen. You watch little kind of blips in there, but it sounded pretty solid that time, guys. And it's 8:29, I think, as good as I can see my watch. Good night, gentlemen. N0TR clear.